number of psukim in yesterday's parsha that speak of the involvement of the Nishay Yisrael in the Binyan HaMishkan and the donations to the Mishkan campaign. So we have, for example, in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayavo Ha'anashim Al HaNashim, which according to Rashi means the men came with the women to contribute various forms of jewelry. But if one looks in the Ramban, unlike Rashi, who translates it as the men came with the women, Ramban there says, the reason the Pasuk speaks of Al HaNashim, as opposed to presumably the more common Im HaNashim, says Ramban, is because Shehein Hayusham Barishona, the women were the ones who took the lead, who took the initiative in coming to the Mishkan with these donations. V'ha'anashim nitfilu lehen, and the men were the ones who followed. They were secondary. The Ibn Ezra in his Perash HaKatzar also says the same pshat, v'yavo ha'anashim al ha'anashim acha shebo ha'anashim. Women came first, then came the men. And other psukim as well, a few psukim later, v'chol isha chachmas lev b'yadeha tavu. And then the next pasuk, v'chol ha'anashim asher nasa liba nosana b'chachma tavu asa'izim. So we see very, very clearly the women very much involved in the campaign to assist with the construction of the Mishkan, and again, according to Ramban and the Perash HaKatzar Ibn Ezra, even in a certain sense, taking the lead in this Avodas HaKodesh. And we find in Chazal, in numerous places, that it's the Nishay Yisrael who sometimes carry the generation. Famously, we know that the Gemara tells us in Sota Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara says, "B'schar Noshim Tzidkanios Shehayu Ba'osu Hadar Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim." It was in the Schar and the Schus of the Noshim Tzidkanios who were mechazik their husbands, who didn't give up hope, who encouraged their husbands to keep on going, that Klal Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim. And perhaps equally well known, the Gemara tells us with regard to the Chiv of men and women in Dal Kosos, Afenoi Boso Anes. Same is true for the upcoming mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. The women are Mechuyev and Megillah because Afenoi Boso Anes, which Rashi in Psachim Kufches Amud Beis tells us, unlike other Rishonim interpreted to mean that they were equally subject to the Gzeira of Haman, but Rashi learns Pshat that they were the ones who were the source of the Geula. Aidei Esther Nigalu. Esther was the one who was the medium through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought his Yeshua Hashem to Klal Yisrael. And so too says Rashi by Ner Chanukah, perhaps reference to Yehudis. Also, it was the woman who was the catalyst for the Yeshua Hashem by Chanukah as well. And one last, also well-known Maimer Chazal, the Gemara Megillah Yadal tells us that there were not just 48 Nevi'im who were misnabe for Klal Yisrael, but even Sheva Nevios as well, who over the course of the period of Nevuah were the ones, the Nevios who were misnabe l'hem l'Yisrael, who were at times chosen to be the means of communication between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. So I wanted just to share with you an interesting couple of makoros. From, to begin with, Avram Ya'ari has a sefer called Mechkerei Sefer. He is a historian who published a book in 1958. All sorts of interesting essays about the publication, the history of publication of Sfarim. He has one fascinating chapter where he speaks of women involvement in the publication of Sfarim over the course of the history of the printed Jewish book. And this book was written back in 1958, but right at that point in time, he had compiled a list of 171 Jewish women who were involved in the printing of Sfarim. Either they were the owners of a printing press, or they were the typesetters, or they were the sponsors who were the ones who brought to publication a sefer. In that last category, he lists the widow of the Netziv, who was the one who published the Netziv's Tshuvas after Netziv's death in 1894. She has a total of 171 women who were involved in printing of Svarim. So I noted that when I was looking through the chapter, I noted that we mentioned yesterday of the city of Lvov, Ukraine, Lemberg, as one of the most famous centers of publication of Svarim in the 1800s. So he actually has a list of about six women, Jewish women, actually 12, seven Jewish women who owned printing presses in that one city of Lvov of Lemberg. And of interest, just to think about the schar that this one individual had, there was one woman in particular he highlights. Her name was Yehudis Rosanis, who didn't just inherit a printing press in Lemberg from her husband, from her father, as other women did, but she opened her own printing press, published about close to 50 svarim, and she also was the one who published the very first edition of the Ktos HaChoshen. Imagine, one of the most famous svarim in the history of the Litvisha Yeshiva Shevelt. And it was published initially by a woman, Yehudis Rosanis, who opened her own printing press in 1788 in Lemberg. If you look on Hebrew Books at the first edition of the Ktos HaChoshen, you'll see on the front title page, he writes, Bitfus Ha'isha Ha'gavira Ha'rabonis Maras Yehudis Eshes Harav Hagon Hagadol the Av Basin of Lvov. Amazing. So this woman who opened her own printing press was the one to first bring to the Torah world the very first edition of the Ktos HaChoshen. I think Avram Yari also mentioned that she first published the Chavos Das of the Nesiva Samishpat on Shulchan Aruch Yerodea. Also fascinating that she was the one who brought those most remarkable svarim to the Torah world. Imagine the schus that she had as that catalyst of the of all the Limud HaTorah that the Ktos HaChoshen Sefer generated over the generations that followed. And I made mention yesterday of the volume of the Shulchan Aruch we have downstairs in the library that was printed in Lemberg, Lvov, in the 1800s, in the printing press of Aaron Matfis. Apparently that printing press also was, after his death, inherited by his wife, Chaya Talba, who also published other volumes of the Shulchan Aruch after her husband's passing. But fascinating, fascinating list of women. The most famous, though, most famous, which perhaps everyone is familiar with, the most famous of that entire list, at least from what I recognized, of the 171 women that he goes through, it includes Jewish women from Turkey to Germany, Lithuania, Poland, Holland, who were involved in the publication of Svarim. Most famous is perhaps undoubtedly the widow named Devora Rum, which we will see on the Sharblad of any Shas Talmud Bavli or standard old edition of the Mishnayos or Talmud Yerushalmi. She was the widow who inherited her husband David Rum of Vilna's printing press when he died, and together with her sons, she and they were the ones who designed the standard layout of the Shas of Talmud Bavli. The standard edition of Shas Talmud Bavli, look on any Sharblad of the standard edition, Bitfus Ha'amana V'Ha'achim Rum, speaks of this widow, Devora Rum. Imagine that zchus that she has, that for already now, been well over 100 years, that she has that zchus. Her printing press ran from the year 1872 to the year 1903, and she and her sons designed that layout of the Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi that is the standard for anyone in the world, essentially, who studies Gemara. Pretty remarkable. So the involvement of the Jewish woman in the Liman HaTorah, in the publication of Torah, in the Avodas HaKodesh, of the printing of the Jewish Sefer. I'll just conclude with one fascinating, just somewhat out of the ordinary yedia. This found not in Avram Yari's book, but in a book written by Shlomo Ashkenazi called Dor Dor Minhagav, where he has an entire chapter entitled Nashim Ba'avodas HaKodesh, and he cites here, also you can find it on Hebrew Books, a edition of the Shas Tshuvas Marshal, from 1768. And this edition, you'll see in the under the Haskamos, he quotes the Yichus of the Maharshal that he found recorded. And in the list of the Yichus of the Maharshal, just a fascinating little insertion there that might otherwise have gone unnoticed. He writes the following. He says, Adoni Avi Mori Zakeni, Rabbi Yochanan Luria, Ben Reb Aaron, Ben Reb Mesanel, Ben Reb Echiel, Ben Reb Shimshon, Ben Harabonis, Moras Miriam, Bas Hagon, Reb Shlomo Shapiro, Zos V'Oda Cheres, Osa Harabonis, Moras Miriam Hanal, Tofsa Yeshiva Kamayanim, Yamin Vishanim, V'Yashva Be'ohel, V'Lon Lefaneha, V'Amra Halacha Lefnei Bachurim Muflagim. The Marshal's, I'm not sure if it was how many greats grandmother it was described in the opening to Shuvas Marshal as having given shir from behind a curtain before, he writes here, Bachurim Muflagim, I guess advanced learners. Fascinating little snippet. I don't know what year this Maras Miriam lived or where exactly this was, but it's here in this edition of Shalos and Shuvas Marshal. I guess a different form of generating Talmud Torah, especially for those days of the Marshals, however many greats grandmother that it was. But clearly a fascinating zechus to consider of these women who were involved in the production of Sifrei, of Sfarim and Sifrei Kodesh, and the zechus that they had in the Limud HaTorah of so many generations that followed. And then I'm in a kind of Shamar Zechus Bachel Zakos says,